This call is being recorded.
All right, so we're on, and welcome, and thank you everyone for being with me this evening. This is what the agenda will look like. I have a couple of announcements, and then I'll bring Lynn on. She's our guest speaker for this evening. Then I will share Josie's success story in regards to kidney pain and what she did. I'm going to talk a little bit about fear, and then I'm going to move into the five pillars of cancer. Depending on my time, I really want to make sure that we give a fair amount of time to Lynn. And then we will move to questions and answer Q&A at the very end. All right, so I want to say here is my announcements for this evening. Number one, I started Taffy Team 48 this morning, and we do have one more spot. The first three lessons are introductory lessons. We have one more spot. If there is one more person from this evening's call that would like to join five other people, we'd love to have you. We have an absolutely great team happening. So please contact me, and you can contact me via 250-718-2852 or my email address. Number two, I want to reinforce our upcoming Kelowna Golf and Country Club event. And this is, of course, in Kelowna, but if you happen to know people in Kelowna or you live in Kelowna, please put March 23rd on your calendar. This is a Saturday morning breakfast meeting. The fee is $20. I do have a guest speaker. Her name is Linda, and she will have finished Taffy actually this week. So she'll be talking about her experience. She's had cancer in the past, and she'll be talking about her experience. And then I have my own agenda, which I will speak on. That's on March 23rd, 9:30 a.m. at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. I think that's it for announcements. So I want to introduce you to Lynn. Lynn is a past nurse, and she has also been interested in holistic healing for many, many years. I love Lynn. I've known her for a long time. She also works with people to help them overcome health issues. She's a Taffy leader. I'm sorry, Taffy grad. She's trained to be a Taffy leader. She's working on organizing her own Taffy team. So I want to introduce you to Lynn. And Lynn, are you there? And I'm going to just turn the time over to you, please, Lynn. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. And thank you for that wonderful introduction, Donna. I started Taffy over 2 years ago, and I had a lot of health issues. You know, my body systems questionnaire score was 117. It was not good, and I was having a lot of issues, especially with menopause and digestion and muscle pain and joint pain. And you know, for many years I worked as a nurse, and I was given vaccinations. We were kind of pressured into taking them, and all the flu shots and everything that was given to us. And you know, it wasn't mandatory, but it sure was a lot of pressure to take them. So I did have vaccines given to me, and you know, I had root canal done, and I had mercury fillings in the past, and so there was a lot of things that was going on at that time. And a few months before I had started Taffy, I had 3 panic attacks, and I ended up in the hospital and not knowing what was going on with me. And I had high anxiety, which I never had in my entire life. So something was really going on, and I know it was all part of menopause, and there was just these issues coming in. But at the time, with all these changes going on, I had a lot of family deaths in such a short period of time. Within 2.5 years, I had lost 2 brothers, a sister, and my mom, and 3 brother-in-laws, and it was just cancer all around me. And so I guess in one way, my body started reacting to all of it, and I was overworked and tired, and it just started falling apart. At that time, before I started Taffy, I was sleeping most nights, maybe 1 to 3 hours of sleep. I'd fall asleep and then easily, and but then I would wake up and then I couldn't fall back to sleep. And that would have been maybe 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was up until I went to bed the next day or that night again at 10 o'clock or so. I was also having low blood pressure. I had always a low blood pressure, and which was fine, but during that time my blood pressure went really down and I was dizzy some days, and I wasn't even driving the car at that time because between the anxiety and the low blood pressure, I wasn't driving my car for at least a couple of months. So it was, I look back at it and I think, by oh my God, that was such a nightmare I went through. And today all is so much better. But it took time for me to heal. It wasn't, you know, in the 2 months that I did the TAFE, my score went from 117 right down to 74. And, you know, everything was already starting to get better during that time. But it took months after to continue with the program. And today I'm still using the TAFE rules and, you know, trying to eat, stay on the program with, you know, not eating grains and that kind of stuff. And but I don't have any more anxiety, and I haven't had any panic attacks since I started TAFE. And last night I slept 8 hours without getting up to go to the washroom. So for me, life is so much better today. Taking the TAFE course and following the principles that are all involved, and that's why today I'm looking forward to sharing this information with others and helping them to get over their health issues.
Thank you, Lynn, and helping them to get over their health issues. And you notice what Lynn said. She emphatically repeated it many times, that just because you do TAFE for 2 months, that doesn't mean that the answer comes at the end of 2 months, but you are given the education that you need to continue following the TAFE principles until you get those health results that you're looking for. And for Lynn, it was menopause, digestion, anxiety, panic attacks, dizziness, insomnia, and today, most of that is history, and she's now able to help somebody else. I love the story. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
I want to now move into sharing Josie's story. On Friday morning, February the 22nd, 2019, at 6:08 a.m., I know that because it was a text message, I was awakened by a ding. That sound that indicates a text was alerting me to action. Hesitantly, because it was 6 o'clock in the morning, I picked it up and the message read, quote, I have a bad pain when I urinate with a show of blood. Are there any preferred products that I can take, or do I need to go to a doctor? With the expertise I have gained over the many years of listening intently to thousands of clients, my reply to this message was this. This sounds like a kidney stone to me. I would do the one-day kidney flush with K, hydrangea, and chlorophyll. And you can take 1 ounce of lemon juice straight up to ease the pain. End of quote. Interestingly enough, Josie immediately responded with the fact that she had done the kidney flush the day before. Now, normally, anybody else hearing this would tend to accept such a response as valid and true. However, my longtime experience, knowing human behavior and how it operates, I asked Josie whether she had taken at least 20 capsules of K that day, meaning yesterday, and 20 capsules of hydrangea during her kidney flush. In shock, she replied, 20! Exclamation mark, and then stated that she had only taken 2 of each of K and hydrangea. I then proceeded to send her the instructions for the one-day kidney flush and explained to her that if she wanted to dissolve those kidney stones, The instructions must be followed exactly as written. Deviating from the instructions would not give her the results that she was looking for. I then decided to follow up by sending her the instructions for the one-day kidney flush. And this she agreed to do. She did the one-day kidney flush. So in the one-day kidney flush, you take a glass of water with a squirt of lemon juice. You take 2 capsules of K and 2 capsules of hydrangea. About an hour and a half later, you take a glass of water with a tablespoon of chlorophyll. Take 2 capsules of K and 2 capsules of hydrangea. And you repeat and alternate the chlorophyll and the lemon. You repeat and alternate and every hour and a half all day long. So by the end of the day, you will have taken about 8 to 10 glasses of water and 20 capsules of K and 20 capsules of hydrangea. 24 hours later on Saturday morning, I received the great news. Quote, "Hi, Donna, the pain is gone. I did the 20 capsules of K and hydrangea yesterday with alternating lemon water and chlorophyll water." A later message led to a true confession. Quote, "I was afraid to take all 20 herbs all in one day, but I did follow your instructions and I am fine now." That's where the word afraid struck me. We are living in a day and age when good is seen as bad and bad is seen as good. Herbs, also known as plants with all their God-given nutritional qualities, are all with and all their incredible natural actives, they're created perfectly to be used for our healing. And it's something that we're afraid of in 2019. To bring it further to your awareness, these herbs have been used for centuries very successfully for all kinds of ailments. On the other side of the coin, drugs today, 2019, are seen as good, yet there is no nutritional value to any drug. It is a prescription for a reason, because it does have dangerous side effects and it does cause inflammation in the body because the body recognizes it as a poison. How did your mind ever come to this point of thinking that drugs are good and safe and herbs are dangerous? I think we can answer this question using one word, fear. Fear is the driving factor. If an authority prescribes it, then our belief system accepts it willingly without fear, even though the consequences can cause further serious health problems or health side effects. But to take responsibility for our own health is a scary thing to do. With that kind of thinking, we have become trapped. More dangerously, we have become controlled, put into a box of dogma thinking. And I'm going to move now into all about fear. While there are numerous tactics and strategies that have been developed over the centuries to effectively exploit the public through fear, 2 of the most powerful and efficient ways of manipulating the public is the use of false flags and the implementation of propaganda via repetition. A false flag event takes its name from the days of piracy. Before taking over a ship, pirates would sail the flag of a nation that was known to be friendly to their targeted ship. And when the pirate ship got close enough, the pirates would raise their own flags, showing their own true colors. And the commandeer, the unsuspecting ship, taking all its valuables and killing the crew. Today's false flag operations are much more subversive and don't give their victims the courtesy of knowing that they've been duped. False flag events pose an imminent threat to the security of the populace and are usually committed by a group for specific purposes, often to manipulate your way of thinking so that an atrocity can be unknowingly imposed upon you and your children. The famous philosopher Voltaire once said, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." End of quote. So to avoid being an individual who can be convinced of absurdities, one must become an active truth seeker instead of an all too common passive propaganda receiver. An important step in becoming an active truth seeker is the realization that when evaluating the claims of those in power, skepticism is warranted and even necessary. What can such false flag events be? Well, here's one. You have 6 months to live. An imminent threat was just created. Now, you have to know that it's created because a day before that event, you didn't have just 6 months to live. The day of the event, you were given 6 months to live. An imminent death threat that was created to make you believe that you must succumb to an authority and their creative design to save your life. And the most important thing you can do here is take responsibility for your own actions. Check out your belief system. Are you blindly accepting the vision that someone has created for you, or are you creating your own vision, taking responsible action to save your own life? Here is a famous quote by Stanley Milgram who says, "The disappearance of a sense of responsibility is the most far-reaching consequence of submission to authority." End of quote. Here's another quote. "A mind that is afraid withers away. It cannot function properly." And Aristotle said this, "He who has overcome his fears will truly be free." The other tactic of fear exploitation is the implementation of propaganda via repetition by authority figures. So here's one. "Vaccines are safe and effective. Get your flu shot here." It is totally understood that vaccines are effective against an imminent disease. Now, just to point out that word effective. Effective is used to manipulate our minds into believing that they will save you from an imminent threat, an imminent disease. Note, there is no list of ingredients exposed so that we know what's in those vaccines. No one tells you that these vaccines are genetically engineered, every single one of them. We know not to eat genetically engineered foods, yet no one tells you that vaccines are genetically engineered. There are no statistics quoted as to how safe they are. And does that word effective mean effective against disease? No, it doesn't. Notice that this repetition is well known and it's prevalent propaganda technique. And it's used to perpetrate fear in the public consciousness. And by repeating this specific phrase and warning, you repeat it over and over and over again, those who are in power are able to paralyze entire populations with fear psychosis. And Plato once said this, "Ignorance is the root of misfortune. And as long as we remain ignorant of this fact, that all too often those who claim to protect us from fear are actually manipulating our fears for their own benefit. Then we will be contributing to the misfortune of the world through our ignorant compliance." The reality is that most of us are not in a position to single-handedly change the world, But we can take responsibility for our own body and for the health of our own body by making the sound decisions. Here's another quote. If you want to control someone, all you have to do is make them feel afraid. Another one. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Here's another one. If you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed. And this is what I want to say about fear and how we are today afraid of herbs. And we don't take the time to find out what they are. And yet we're not afraid of prescription drugs and their side effects. We're not afraid of genetically engineered vaccines and their side effects. I want us to be really cautious about that. Now, having said that, I'm having a beep beep happening in my line, and I don't know where that's really coming from. Okay, I think it's gone now. I now want to move into discussing cancer really quickly. So, in order to take responsible actions so that we are not manipulated, it is so critical for us to have that education. How can we overcome a cancer? How can we overcome any disease condition if we don't understand what it is? So let's define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens when the repair of an injury is not made due to nutritional deficiencies and the cell walls in that injured area becomes mutated by fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, there has to be several factors in place. Number one, there's an injury. How do I know that? Because there is cell replication happening in cancer. However, there is mutated cell replication happening. And one thing we need to know is that cells don't randomly replicate. Cells replicate for a reason. They follow the laws of nature. They replicate to repair an injury. And it is the stem cells who are our little carpenters that are responsible for cell replication. So one thing we need to know is cells don't divide at their own free will. They divide to repair a wound, to repair an injury. Number two, for cancer to happen, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot be replicated by the stem cells unless all the required building blocks are in place. In our body, it's called nutrients. Not enough nutrients? The stem cells can't build healthy cells for you. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an anaerobic environment. That means an environment where the oxygen levels in that injured area has dropped to below 35%. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area. That injured area is full of poison to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that poison, that toxic debris. That lymphatic system is totally exhausted. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. That toxic debris accumulation with an oxygen level below 35% leads to a fungal infection. And I'm going to say cancer lives in a low body temperature. Cancer cannot live and a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit and 37 degrees Celsius. And this we need to come to know. We need to raise our body temperature. You take your body temperature first thing in the morning. Then your body tells you if you are at 37 degrees Celsius throughout the day, and particularly throughout those 8 hours of sleeping time. I want to now move into discussing those five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. The fact that cancer starts from an injury was known way back there in 1903. It was taught in medical universities. Dr. Ziegler wrote the book Medical Textbook for General Pathology, and he wrote this: the causes of the tumor formation may be a single blow, a crushing, a fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratches and so on. They were teaching that in 1903. This is 2019. Why have we lost that simple fact that cancer starts from an injury? Now, this is a physical injury, so it could also be a fall, a car accident. However, let's go beyond physical injuries. Exploratory surgeries can cause injuries. An infected organ, such as the appendix, can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. I've worked with a lady who was diagnosed with cancer of the urethra, and she overcame her cancer. She's still alive and well. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries to the breast. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. An injury can also come from nutritional deficiencies. So just think about chapped lips or chapped dry skin. This is usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. And today, our agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them into bioavailable minerals through the process of sunshine and using photosynthesis. Can you imagine? These little plants are our little mineral factories. Those are called herbs. We should never be afraid of our herbs. And today, foods are so deficient in essential nutrients, it's been scientifically documented you'd have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrient that one tomato gave you in 1941. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, and that was 2 years ago, has an agricultural study that was done in 1941 where the scientists analyzed the food values of different foods that were grown in soils of 1941. And then they repeated an analysis of foods that were grown in soils of 1991. And guess what they discovered? An alarming decrease of nutrient values of all foods. Meats had 54% less iron. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruit, 27% less zinc. Spinach, 60% less iron. Even way back there in the 1860s, Antoine Bichon stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. That makes common sense to me. if there is an overload of poisonous, toxic debris in an injured area, of course that will invite parasites. So think of the prostate, a very vulnerable area for a parasitic infestation if there happens to be an accumulation of candida. And a parasite can cause an injury to a membrane, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Toxic accumulated poisonous debris can also invite viruses, and that virus can cause an injury. Cervical cancers, for instance, can be started by human papilloma virus when there is an accumulation of toxic debris that the virus can live in. So having a vaccination against this does not make any difference. Think about the virus living in a toxic accumulated debris. It's that accumulation of that toxic debris that has to be cleaned out. A vaccine doesn't do that. Infections can also start in an accumulation of toxic debris. A good one is hepatitis can start in the liver if there is an accumulation of toxic debris. And what do? If we have infections, we usually take an antibiotic. Antibiotic feeds candida, and it's been documented that antibiotics can start cancer. Instead of antibiotic, we can use the herbal combination called cat's claw combination in high doses, taking 4 capsules 3 times a day. And along with that, I would also recommend Nature Sunshine Silver Guard, taking 1 ounce twice a day, and just keep doing this till the infection goes away. It might take 5 days, but it'll work. Dr. Ravensku, he was a Swedish researcher, and he found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol, underline that word low, low cholesterol, were prone to infections and cancer. And what are we doing today? We are being prescribed statin drugs to lower our cholesterol levels. We need that cholesterol. It binds toxic heavy metals. Let's not lower our cholesterol. Let's clean out the toxic debris instead. We also find from doctors like Versandol, Simoncini, Lustig, they all stated that cancer injury was caused by candida yeast. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, drugs, antibiotics. It grows a tendril structure, in other words, roots, and those roots can poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut syndrome, and then that candida can escape into the bloodstream, and it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen, and it starts accumulating in vulnerable, genetically weak organs in the body. Candida is also known to produce xenoestrogens, and xenoestrogens feed cancer. Candida is also known to produce xenoestrogens that destroy the function of the thyroid, and the thyroid is responsible for metabolism, and it's responsible for iodine sources, which are necessary for radiation absorption. And those xenoestrogens scramble up all the hormones, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, depression, and the list goes on. Prostate problems, and the list goes on and on. Candida also interferes with collagen production. Collagen is like the glue that keeps the membranes together. Dr. Bernice Eddy studied vaccines in the 1954. She was a laboratory scientist. She was injecting hamsters with a vaccination. And she discovered that these hamsters were all getting various cancers and tumors. She reported her finding to her colleagues and warned them, if you institute this vaccine programs into our society, we will have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. Sugar is a contributor to injury. Think about it. If it robs enough minerals and calcium from your teeth to cause holes in your teeth, which we call cavities, think of what sugar does to your internal organs. In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. So he was one person in 1926 that stated that sugar feeds cancer. Injury can also come from various chemical toxicity. We've mentioned heavy metals that come from mercury fillings in our teeth. All of our vaccination shots have either aluminum or mercury or some heavy metals. All of these heavy metals can cause an injury to a vulnerable organ internally. Dr. Hamer studied cancer, and he said the injury comes from strong negative emotions. We've all experienced anger or depression or the fact that we've have been wronged. We've all experienced that. And that strong emotion, we could feel it, causes an overload of toxic acids in our solar plexus. Well, those toxic acids eventually can eat away at a membrane of a vulnerable internal organ. So one thing we know here, cancer starts from an injury, and it requires a whole framework of nutrition so that our stem cells, those little carpenters we have internally, can repair and heal the injury for us. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up a current of injury to that injured area. It's a message that creates an ionic field, or like an electromagnetic field, that triggers the stem cells into action. And the stem cells are triggered into action, and they start the process of cell replication. And in order for them to replicate healthy cells, they need their building blocks. They need minerals, amino acids, vitamins, all those phytonutrients, essential fatty acids, oxygen, and all. They need all those things. And if all the building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells get to work. They replicate healthy cells for us, and those healthy cells repair the injured membrane. At the point that the membrane is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. However, imagine what happens if one of these building blocks is missing. If we're missing a mineral, then the stem cells continue their cell replication looking for those minerals. And that current of injury from the brain to the injured area continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the stem cells and giving them all their essential building materials. What about inflammation? Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned how candida pokes holes in the gut membrane. It escapes into the bloodstream. Then we are consuming 2019 grains, which are loaded with toxic lectins. They also are known to cause leaky gut, and they get into the bloodstream because they cannot be digested. And now that there are holes in the gut, food, before it's fully digested, escapes into the bloodstream. So you can just visualize all this candida, heavy metals, lectins, chemicals. They're all unwanted residues, undigested food particles in the bloodstream. That makes the blood sticky and heavy, and that puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And this weight on that capillary walls causes the tiny holes to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of all these toxic lectins, chemicals, heavy metals, undigested food particles, candida, and so on, to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to all the various cells and tissues. And this was studies that were done by Dr. Samuel West that said, these blood plasma proteins now leak out through the capillary walls, and they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and this toxic debris in between the spaces of the cells and tissues that causes a swelling. This is the first process of inflammation. And that's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. The lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins, clean them up, and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which is next to the neck area. And the fluidy, watery part, called the lymph, which is salt water, will take the excess sodium and toxins, clean up a lot of them, and what it can't clean up, it dumps them out through the natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract.
I know, I've got to give you, I've got some echinacea.
Okay, now I'm hearing some talking in the background, and it interferes with the discussion. So if you could please mute out. Now, when the lymphatic system becomes overloaded by our use of drugs, toxic emotions, stress, toxic teeth, root canals, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, lectins, residues, all this stuff, pretty soon that lymphatic system is overworked. It malfunctions. So now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins that leads to chronic inflammation, where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. It's plugged up. And Dr. Otto Warburg said, when oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And if there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar. And this fermentation process produces acids, a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, fungus, parasites. Now, the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and genetically defects, or I can say mutates, the cells as they replicate. Here's the big aha. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. Cancer is not a genetic problem. The genetic mutation happens when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and mutates the cells. And these mutated cells cannot repair the injury, and that current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells that we call cancer. Now, understanding this, we can reverse the whole process. So what do we do? Stop feeding the cancer. That's simple. We eliminate sugar, yeast products, all the grains, anything that's starches, anything that's starchy. We just eliminate this. We don't eat it. Then we eat food to repair the injury. So what do we eat? Grass-fed meats, fish, seafood, eggs, vegetables, walnuts, almonds, all kinds of seeds. We can have berries, which are low glycemic and high antioxidants. But remembering that agricultural practices have interfered with all of our plants that are growing out there, we need to resort to superfood smoothies. This comes from Nature Sunshine. This is where you put into your smoothie Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals and all the tonic herbs. Then you can put flax hull lignans, which are known to bind those toxic xenoestrogens that Candida produces. And we put into our smoothie Collagen Plus, which is collagen powder. Bioavailable. Your stomach doesn't even have to digest it. And remember, it's the Candida that destroys the collagen. And we put into our smoothie some Green Zone for all the phytonutrients, for amino acids. And we add some Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which is excellent for breaking up that sticky blood and getting the blood to move. Then we can add some berries of our choice or Zambrosa from Nature Sunshine. A tablespoon of Zambrosa. It's amazing. And then we can just add some water. This smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. Most juices that we make at home are way too sweet because we're making them from apples and carrots and beets. And so we're just getting the sugar content from these vegetables. The sugar content is too high. So with this superfood smoothie, you are getting a quality-controlled, high energy, high amino acid, high mineral, high vitamin content superfood. Then we take some super omega-3 to make or super oil or even flaxseed oil. These are all available from Nature Sunshine. These omegas make the cells pliable so that oxygen can quickly move into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. It makes them breathable. And then we can take some extra vitamin D3. And the reason we need to do that is because vitamin D3 is bonded by those toxic phytates that we find in present-day grains. And the glyphosates take out a lot of the vitamins, especially vitamin D3. Then we move into the whole process of inflammation. This is where we drink chlorophyll and we drink water. Chlorophyll and water helps to clean out some of the heavy metals and adds extra oxygen into the bloodstream. We use colostrum on an empty stomach to get into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins and clean out the lectins. And we use protease plus enzyme. I call it a designer enzyme. We take that on an empty stomach to get into the bloodstream to clean up undigested foods, undigested proteins. And it also is known to break up the outer protein coating of the cancer cells. And then, of course, we use my very favorite herbal combination, cat's claw, which opens up the lymphatic system so that all those poisons and all those toxins can drain out through the natural elimination channels.
Antimicrobial oil.
Having said that,
very interesting.
We also need to address the sources of our own personal inflammation.
Bacterial living to help.
Okay. Now, I'm getting background noise, and I can't find where it is coming from. So if you would please be so kind to mutate. Thank you. Inflammation. You need to discover where inflammation is coming from. Every person's inflammation comes from different poisons. This is where you either consult with a herbal expert like myself, or you can do the course TAFI so that you can find out what's causing the inflammation in your body. Then we move into activating the elimination channels. This is where we can use body detox, which is a herbal combination that helps the kidneys, the bowels, and the liver. Or you can use LBS2. You can do what Josie did. You can do the one-day kidney flush.
Yes,
then you have
indeed.
To move into addressing the cancer infection. This is where we use PAPA or Podarco. I've used PAPA for many, many years. It's got over 20 years of scientific research done by Dr. McLaughlin. And Dr. McLaughlin said, and he discovered this, that PAPA is 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. This is huge. This is a wow. And then we can move into increasing stem cell production. This is where we use astragalus. It's found in capsules. Nature Sunshine has it in capsules. But there's also some astragalus in cat's claw combination and also in mineral chi tonic. And Silver Guard from Nature Sunshine also increases stem cell production in the bloodstream. There have been hundreds of people that have used this particular program to overcome cancer. The only place you find out who they are is attending my call, okay? Lots of times I have them as guest speakers on my teleconference call. In TAFI, you receive all kinds of cancer success stories. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has 60 success stories. There's all kinds of other people that I'm affiliated with who use the same program as the one you have just heard very successfully with their people. This is a movement to transform the health of nations, and many of you attending the call this evening are involved in this movement, and for this I am so grateful. I'm now going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to questions and answers, so give me a second.